Ich begrüße euch zum Zeit ist Gold Podcast, heute mit einem besonderen Interview mit Mukta von Mukta Tantra Yoga, wo ich gerade meine Ausbildung beendet habe. Mukta wird mit uns darüber sprechen, was wir tun können oder wie wir es schaffen können, unseren Verstand zur Ruhe zu bringen und nicht ständig in der Vergangenheit oder in der Zukunft zu sein, sondern zu akzeptieren, dass das Leben hier und jetzt geschieht und uns anzunehmen, wie wir sind. Und ihr erfahrt natürlich auch mehr über den Stil, wo er herkommt, was die Ursprünge vom klassischen tantrischen Yoga-Stil sind. Viel Spaß damit.
Hello Mukta.
Hello.
I'm very glad that you are here and that I am here because I actually did my yoga teacher training, my Mukta Tantra yoga teacher training in the last 3 weeks here in South France. And now I'm happy that you find the time to come in my podcast and that I can ask you some question about Mukta Tantra. And the topic today is love.
Yeah.
This is what I would like
Thanks
to talk.
Thanks for inviting me and it was nice to have you here. Mm-hmm. Really amazing, your energy, and it's always flowering and beautiful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a big challenge for me also, I can say, a very big life challenge I did here. And I go home with a lot of new experiences and a lot of things you told us in all the philosophy classes. I loved it very much.
No, no, it's good. You took the challenge and you break through and going to start totally new life again, moment to moment.
Yeah. This is what I can really feel. Something new is coming into my life now.
Yeah.
Okay, Mukta, tell us a little bit about Mukta Tantra, because the people maybe never hear about it. What is Mukta Tantra all about?
Mukta Tantra Yoga is the essence of all Asiatic mysticism or Indian mysticism. And it's all about to live according to your true nature. Mm-hmm. Not following blindly any system, not trying to become what you are not, you know. Mm. All our life is gone into comparison with others because we are always hearing others explaining us what is right life, what is the meaning of life. But we never really have time, or there is no education telling us, okay, stop looking everywhere else, look within and use the tools given by ancient Indian mystics to become aware of your true self.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your true self, the day you start living according to your being and true self, you will feel fulfilled and happy. Mm-hmm. That is the purpose of Mukta Tantra Yoga, to live in the moment as it is without any planning or analyzing again and again your life. Mm-hmm. Rather just leave whatever comes with full awareness, no guilt, no fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds very easy, Mukta, but we all know it is a way. And also you didn't wake up and were a yoga or Mukta Tantra yoga teacher. It was your whole experience through your own life, didn't it?
The thing is, everybody is awake already.
Mm-hmm.
But we are pretending to sleep. We want somebody else wakes up. Us up. We are finding so many escapes. We are looking for some, you know, body to save us.
Healers outside.
Healers, yeah, outside. But we're not ready to experiment with our own potential, which we already have. Yeah. Start using your own small light without judging it. At least stop judging yourself and use whatever you have and stand up, move on your life. And whatever it brings, be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is the teaching of all Indian mysticism. Accept life as it is. And it is very feminine. Surrender. Allow the mystery. Mm-hmm. Don't try to demystify life. Because demystification comes from masculine mind.
Yeah.
The old mind on the earth now is very male-oriented. Mm-hmm. Looking, seeking, searching, fighting. So femininity is destroyed by a certain reason in the history. But without femininity, nobody can relax in this world. Even man cannot relax. So passivity, surrender to life, not to anybody. to life or to your intelligence and start using it, even small, every day.
What would you say when somebody is not practicing yoga every day, or not, some people even never meditate in their life, and they are struggling with their life and with their relationships and their self-love? What would you advise these people? What can be a little start to make a change, to make a difference, that they become more aware of themselves?
There are many ways to do it. Start doing self-inquiry without judging, comparing yourself, being aware. And second is just find some help or some life coach or some helper who is already living a fulfilled life. And taking the help of a person who is clear, could be some life coach, some yoga teacher, meditation teacher. Those who are living themselves a clear life. So it could be a great help in the beginning. Then as you start becoming more easy with yourself, then you can start walking alone. So in the beginning, it's very important to have some support outside. And it could be anyone whom you can trust, you can rely. And plus, meditation and yoga is always helpful, or some group therapy or whatever works for you. Use it to wake up. Don't find excuse to sleep and you say, I don't know, what can I do? There's always something to do if you open to do. So break through your old box, come out of it, breathe in the fresh air, and eventually you will find the way. Be a bit optimistic or positive about life.
This is nice. It sounds easy. And actually, it is easy when we started.
No, it's not difficult. The thing is, life is always easy, but we make it so complex. Thinking about it, analyzing about it all the time. Life is not thinking. You have to live. You have to act on it. First act, then you think later on if you want to. But if you think first, you will never act because you will stuck in your own mind.
There was a nice saying you said, it was, let me remember, mind is never there where you are. I really like this saying. I mean, it's a little bit messy, but it is like this, because we are always thinking. We are thinking and thinking and thinking. This is why we are not starting with things, because our mind is always dropping us and doesn't let us go.
Yeah, there's the nature of mind in that is understood by all the mystics or all the intelligentsia internationally. So what we do, mind has its own use. You can use mind, but we don't use our mind. We are getting used by our mind. So Mukta Tantra Yoga teaches how to use your mind according to your being or nature, not getting used by our mind. The mind we have is very old, conditioned, outdated, you know. You have to update your mind according to your being, revive it, regenerate it, redefine yourself. And then same mind become a good friend, and it doesn't torture you through thinking. So it doesn't think, it does. So it's act. So acting in the moment is freedom. And freedom always brings joy in life.
That's true. In Mukta Tantra Yoga, we are using different kind of techniques. We are using Tantra or Tantra breath. We are using asanas, of course, meditation, mudras, mantras, a lot of things. Can you explain the difference between the known Hatha Yoga and the Mukta Tantra Yoga? Where's the big difference?
There is a huge difference. Hatha Yoga is dualistic approach. What you are, like you are miserable and tomorrow maybe you will be happy. So you live on hope. But at the meantime, you are suffering. Tomorrow will be good. I will be happy tomorrow. For the time being, I can tolerate the misery. I just get used to my unhappiness. But Tantra Yoga says, don't get used to your happiness, because that is not your nature. Somebody told you that, you got conditioned by it. Your pure nature is bliss, joy. So when you start expressing your joyful nature without thinking, without analyzing, eventually all your system, your biology, your psychology change and follows. It's like happy. If you laugh, your body, your emotion, your mind is happy instantly. It doesn't say tomorrow. Tomorrow means we don't want to change. We are escapist. So we find our way to remain in misery because we love misery somewhere. That's why we are miserable. So the key in Mukta Tantra Yoga is first find out what is creating misery in you. Find the cause of it. And you can remove through these tools, through mantra, through yoga, through mudras. So all these techniques are to become aware of your true self and your false self. So you can let go your false self, and what remains is your true nature, which is called Sat Chit Anand.
What does it
truth mean? Sat means truth. Chit means consciousness, pure consciousness. Mm-hmm. Anand means bliss. So our nature is three-dimensional. For some people is bliss, for some people is truth, some people is pure consciousness, where everything is eternal, beyond time and space. Okay?
This is also a big thing you taught us, that how can we get more conscious in our life from the unconscious state of mind to get more conscious. And of course the chakra works.
Yeah.
It's a very big thing in Mukta Tantra also. And there was one thing also I found it very interesting because I work as a Tantra teacher also, that you taught us that the first chakras, the root chakra, sacral chakra, and the Manipura chakra, the navel chakra, belong to the first more unconscious state of our personality.
Yes, the basic instincts are connected there. First two chakra is about survival, food, sex, and then third chakra is more creativity. So those who are stuck with survival, food sex, sure, they have certain freedom, but not enough. It's very limited. So if you become creative, your freedom expand more. If you start loving, it expand even more. And when you are fully creative and loving human being, you feel spacious, full of space. Okay? The fifth chakra. When you are full of space, you grow in your intelligence and in intuition.
So the more we get up, you can say, the more we get up through our chakras and through our conditions, the more we are conscious. And would you also say the more we get up, that we can really feel the self-love so deeply inside that we are not so into seeking love outside anymore?
Seeking love is not wrong, it's simply misunderstood. When I'm seeking love outside, it means I have not discovered my own love yet. It's a sign. So when somebody is seeking, looking everywhere for fulfillment, it shows that person didn't find himself. He didn't find his own harmony within himself. When he or she will find harmony within oneself, then there will be people to share that harmony always. That is higher love. More pure, more unconditional, more light. It has wings. It's not dragging like, you know, the love which is only based on sex and sexual kind of mental activities only. Pure sex is always healthy to have pure sex. But very rarely few people have pure sex. They have sex through mind. So when mind enter into anything, it spoil everything. So basically we are having sex with our own mind, not with other person. With other person having sex means you are merging and melting biologically, emotionally, spiritually, and dissolving into one.
This is real Tantra.
Yeah. So when you become one, two souls become one. In harmony, in union, is ultimate love in Tantra. So you are completely dissolved. Your ego is dissolved. Your duality is dissolved. Your misery is dissolved. Your blocks are dissolved. You are so vital and you feel at home and happy, fulfilled. Until that fulfillment is not there, we should not stop. We should inquire, we should meditate, we should do something about it. Don't live with suffering or unfulfillment, find out why I am unhappy, unfulfilled or miserable, work on it. That work is called spiritual work in Tantra. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, very nice. Can you please explain also the difference, in your opinion, between the sexual tantric systems from the left-hand Tantra and Mukta Tantra Yoga? Where is the biggest difference?
The left-hand Tantra was practiced in a traditional Indian environment. It was very safe. It was around some master, well protected, and it was not done for sexual pleasure. So it was done for higher purpose. So energy was created, so Kundalini can be awakened. So the couple were not kind of working just to fulfill their pleasure only. Mm-hmm. There was higher purpose involved in it. So they were using it to release their Kundalini energy so it could rise and merge with the pure consciousness or Shiva. Mm-hmm. So Shakti rise through the Kundalini up and merge with the Shiva or Bhairavi with Bhairava. There are many names to call it. Mm-hmm. So what happened when you vibrate with sex energy fully and you don't repress or you don't indulge, it is free. So there is no attachment with that energy. So it become untapped, untrapped from the first chakra, it reached to second. Then you don't get attached with emotions and all other material things. It start going high that way. Mm-hmm. So it was a technique used, but it is used by very high evolved yogis. For normal people, it could be very addictive. Mm-hmm. People start doing like a prolonging sex just to, they're seeking pleasure in a sex is not the purpose of left hand tantra, is to wake you up to your pure consciousness.
Thank you very much for this explaining, Mukta. I read another saying at your documents, at your website, I guess. I would like to talk about this one more.
Yeah.
Love is not an idea, and the idea of love is not love.
Yeah.
When all ideas disappear, love appears.
Yes.
Can you explain this in your own words?
Yes. The thing is, most of us have idea of love. The idea of love, how we should love. They have read the books. They have gone through movies and many other things. So they create an image of love. But in reality, love is not like that. Love is not like movie. So in spirituality, your all ideas from the head of love or all the ideas has to melt. So energy which is stuck in the head is released and reached to your heart to nourish. Mm-hmm. Then heart need real feeling, not the idea. You know, when you love somebody, you don't think, you feel. And that feeling will only grow when your mind is quiet. Mm-hmm. Ideas are quiet. So silent mind can love better, because he has a lot of emotion, true emotion and feeling. And one day that emotion becomes devotion towards divine. So first it began with the love to human being, to animal, to nature. That love grows to the whole universe. Mm-hmm. When your love grows to the whole universe, it's called a complete love, holistic love. So you are not identified with one person. Mm-hmm. When you identify with one person, it shows you are still lustful, you want to own somebody, you want to be owned somebody, you look security in it. And there is no security. There is fight, there is anger, there is violence, there is possession. Mm-hmm. So what Tantra says, understand this. This is not going to fulfill. Go beyond it with awareness. Love somebody or make love with somebody with awareness. And awareness is active only when mind is quiet. Completely. Mm-hmm. So all the technique in Tantra, in Yoga, everywhere in India or all Asia is about quietening the mind. You feel more. As you feel more, you feel so deeply, you start feeling your being. Mm-hmm. As you feel the being, you feel the being of the whole existence. And that is freedom. Becoming existential. Mm-hmm. Omniscient, omnipresent. That is main purpose of Yoga. Otherwise, it is just exercise. It's good for physical fitness, but if you want to feel fulfilled, you have to dig more deeper. And that we explain through first chakra, second, third, fourth. Without love, there is no way to go deep. Without tears, you can't open your heart fully. So tears cleanse all your suffering away. Logic doesn't work here. Logic is masculine. Logic, reasoning, clever, cunning. Because femininity is abstract, mysterious. That's why all men are scared for mysterious women. They want to control them. They say, don't do this, don't do that. The women who is free, nobody likes that woman. Because man can't tame that woman. Because women can have multiple sex, man can't. And that also makes the man weaker. So men get jealous with women, so they dominate a woman badly. And then women start fighting with them. And then what you fight, you become that. Then women also become a second man. But in India, they say, you don't need to become man. You don't have to be like man. Is enough man there in the world? Be like a woman, round, deep, full of feeling, full of abstraction, full of mystery, full of care, love, compassion.
So. That's so nice. That's a very nice end for this podcast, I guess. I really feel it in my heart. I thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thanks.
For your future, for your teacher trainings, and I really appreciate my own teacher training in your space.
Thanks to trust the teaching and do it properly. You were really amazing student and you tried really full power and you were questioning very nice. You were not believing blindly. That was also good important thing is we believe blindly just like that. So questioning mind has to be alive always. Question to oneself, question to others, and whatever is real, it comes out. So in the end, we have to see the fact as a fact, not as an idea. Life is not an idea. Okay, it's a fact. And we have to learn how to live with fact day to day. Even they look very difficult in the beginning. The moment you start your journey, first step, second step, and you will start loving it for the rest of your life. But thanks.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Das war wieder der Zeit des Gold Podcast, der Podcast für deine Auszeit. In den kommenden Wochen und auch Monaten gebe ich verschiedene Workshops zum Thema Tantra und auch Tantra-Yoga. Wenn dich das interessiert, dann guck dich auf meiner Seite um unter spirit-tantra.com findest du alle Events für Singles und Paare. Bis bald, deine Anne.